Okay. Just a bit of context for you. Dubai Design District is the new cluster from the guys who brought you Internet City and Media City and a whole bunch of others, TCOM, and it's going to be for designers, so for fashion designers, for architects, and a whole bunch of stuff like that. The creative community, if you like. And because it's new, it's coming up down in this kind of general vicinity of downtown Business Bay, DIFC. That's where it's going to open in the first quarter of next year. Because it's new, of course, they can make this a flagship project and really a standard bearer. But the project is across Dubai. It's not one specific zone. That's the background. That's the context. A short while ago, Jamal Assad, our reporter, spoke with Fahad Haleb about smart cities. And this is what he had to say.
The whole concept of smart city has come really looking into integrating what the government has achieved in doing and making it more accessible to the public, whether you're a local, national, or a tourist coming in. They want it to be open and things are transparent and things become a lot easier. Dubai has evolved in the way it has been working before. Before, as a local, you want to get some paperwork done in the government, you don't do it yourself because it's too complex, it's too tiring, it's you'd send paperwork left and right to get it done. Nowadays their aim is to get all this done with an application, the push of a button. Everything is accessible, everything is easy, we can move things forward. And what happened today is you saw the heads of DIWA, heads of RTA, Dubai Police, Dr. Amina was there as well, with representing D3, which is going to be the smart city of tomorrow. Really, this is going to be the test site that all these smart initiatives are going to be moving forward with, and the pilot project, as they say, that has been given to us is D3. So everybody promised to deliver certain things. Everybody gave a vision, an idea of what we can expect to see in the future.
That's Fahad Haleb there, Project Executive Director at Dubai Design District, about what Smart City means, not just for Dubai Design District, but for Dubai, not just as a city, but as an emirate. So what is the smart city? I mean, there are various definitions, and there are various, you know, gurus, if you like, of the concept of smart cities. One of them is a guy called Nikos Komnenos. He's a professor of urban development at Aristotle University in Thessaloniki, so you've got to believe him, haven't you? He says it's about a couple of things. Yes, it's about technology, and yes, it's about Wi-Fi, and yes, it's about computers, but it's about what he calls human and social capital as well. It's about the way these things fit together and the way people work together. There's another guy who's another guru of this, Andrea Karaglui at the University of Amsterdam, and he says, in a word, if there's one word for him, it's efficiency. It's how do you make things work more efficiently, particularly things like the roads, the water, the electricity, so the basic infrastructure. So you've got the hard infrastructure, and the smartness is what makes it all work well. So, for example, having sensors in the road so that you know where the traffic choke points are, so you can direct traffic in another direction. We heard a few minutes ago from Guru Banavar at IBM talking about giving an example of water in India. If you have sensors in the pipes, which you can have now, you know where the water is leaking. Or if it's being stolen, you know where it's being stolen. And you can use that technology for energy as well. So that can help you use the existing infrastructure a little bit more smartly and efficiently. Cities account for 70% of the world's energy consumption at the moment. And of course, that's only going to get more. So they really, really matter going forward into the future. But it's interesting, on the point of Dubai Design District, another factor that Andrea Karaglui has identified as being an important constituent of smart cities. So you need the IT, the computers. You do need that. You need clever people coming up with clever ways to do it and analysing the big data so you can spot these inefficiencies and fix them. Do you know what else he says you need?
No idea.
These are his words.
Go on.
We find that the presence of a creative class is instrumental.
A creative class?
Yeah, so
which is what's being created here in Dubai.
Exactly. Let Artists, musicians, architects, fashion designers. So if you get those people, history tells us that you get a vibrant city. And it has been shown time and time and time again. They're very, very important. Not necessarily in their contribution to GDP, because, of course, you know, the big smelly